Show.
What not?
Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've told them that I won't be coming back. Maybe shortly before they told me I wasn't coming back. But I told them that. And, you know, I think that's an indication of the seriousness with which I'm looking at the run.
That's Fred Thompson.
A couple of mouth-breathing Johnnies. Don and Mike.
He's the guy on Law & Order running for president.
Thank you. It's the...
What, Fred?
Terribly exciting news. Let me clear my throat.
Fred Thompson, everybody. Yeah.
Senator Fred.
Senator Fred Thompson. Don?
How you doing, Law & Order guy?
Good to see you. Good to see all of you. I'm very excited about all the press that I've been getting. And,
why are you wearing a Superman suit?
Just going to a charity do. Little charity do that we've got to do this evening, and we're going to be speaking with several people about my potential run, which you've heard about, and it's exciting.
Isn't the story with you, Fred, that people might vote for you because you're on TV?
Well,
but
no.
But the rap on you is that you're not a hard worker.
Well, I don't think that you can judge, what people say on the television or the radio. Well, they make things up, and they lie, and they twist the truth. But I'm looking forward to an opportunity to get out and meet people and talk to people and perhaps take this thing to the next level.
All right, let's
see. Take this thing, because I feel that I can do some serious good for the people of the United States of America. And this thing about my work ethic, I've got a very normal schedule, just like you and whoever you know, your friends and your neighbors.
My buddy Mike.
My day begins.
How did today begin?
Like any other day. My day begins at usually about 11:15.
A.M.?
Yes, that's breakfast. You have to start your day with a good breakfast. I'll come down about 11:15, and then I'll go over some notes that have been put together by some staff members that we have. Their names escape me right now. And then I'll review them. And usually at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, I'll leave the house and stop by the office very briefly. And then... Back to home for a light lunch, and after that it's nap time.
Nap time.
It's very important. I have been ill, and I do need to get my beauty sleep. So that's and usually we schedule one or two events where I speak to people a month. That's something where I can get out and talk to people. But of course, I do value my leisure time, and there's of course a significant amount of TV watching.
Well,
because I'm not only a United States senator, but I'm also a I'm an actor.
Yeah, well, you're on Law & Order, right? You're like the head of the DAs.
I beat cancer with the power of laziness. I'd like to point that out. One of the things that's been overdone, I would posit this to you. One of the things that has been overdone in the United States presidency, in my opinion,
yes, Fred?
Is the emphasis on a strong work ethic. I believe that a lazy president is a more thoughtful president because he will rely on other individuals to bring him information.
Well,
and that's how you surround yourself with good people.
Isn't that kind of what has happened to Bush? I'm not saying he's lazy like you are, but
he gets up early.
Himself
and,
with other people.
He does all this silliness where he'll get on treadmills and do exercising. And when the man goes on vacation, unfortunately, he goes down to a ranch and he pulls up shrubs and weeds gardens and mows lawns
where
and grabs
would you
the
go?
Trucker
if
down.
If you were president, you were going on vacation.
Oh, I would go. I would make the summer White House on a Caribbean island, Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you. I think that it's real important to, and I'd also have more meetings outside of the White House, perhaps at some of the finer steakhouses, there's nothing that communicates Americana like sitting there and, breaking bread over a 12-ounce, 13-ounce ribeye, or maybe a 24-ounce ribeye. Or if you're real lucky, you can get yourself one of them 48 ounces, that you can just try to suck down, and you put a little herb butter on top of that, and it'll melt right into the beef. It's delicious.
Do you think that on a given day, if you were elected president, would you
yes.
work an eight? Would you work an 8-hour day?
Oh, of course not. No, you're being silly.
4-hour day.
That's what I enjoy. Even though I've given up my role on Law & Order, I always said to the people, the producers, this business of 14 to 15-hour days, Ross, is not something that I really want to pursue. I will come in. memorize my dialogue, but I would prefer it if you would hold up large cue cards, because in order for me to memorize dialogue,
it takes that is, time.
It's time-consuming, and yeah. I've got other things being a United States senator. Hold up the cards, 2 hours maximum time, and during that 2 hours, I want to make sure that the cameras are rolling, and I'll give you all the time you need. But other than that, it's just too much work. We have a tremendous amount of overexertion in the United States of America. Mm. My platform, my campaign is going to be as follows. Less work, more fun.
Yeah. I got
now,
a guy.
What person wouldn't be elected with that
like
platform? You agree?
There is a guy on our staff who I believe is the epitome of what you're talking about.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to meet Joe?
I did. I shook hands with your whole staff. When I do have my moments of effort, which I call my important time, my important time, which are moments of effort, MOEs, where I actually work, and I, you know, everybody will tell you that I work a crowd just about as well as anybody.
Yeah.
But the thing I do that nobody else does is I can work a crowd that a normal candidate would take an hour and 15 minutes. I can knock that out in 10 or 12 minutes. I can get in there, get out there, and I'll say, thank you very much. I appreciate you all coming. And then I'm back in my truck, and I'm back there, and I'm back at the hotel, and I'm watching Spectre Vision inside of 2 hours.
So doesn't
matter how far away I have to branch out.
Did you pick up on how lazy Joe is?
Yes, I did. We discussed the fact that if we put too much labor into our day-to-day activities, our feet tend to swell. And we don't want that to happen because that's extremely painful, and that means that you're not going to put as much effort in the following day. And, my goodness, in 3 days of that kind of effort, you're going to be down to absolutely no work ethic whatsoever. So I told him, sit, relax, play your games on your computer.
He does.
Eat your barbecue chicken
and
enjoy yourself, you know. Joe, we want him for Secretary of the Interior. He's a bright boy. He's got a lot of knowledge as far as the ways of business. He was discussing with me several of his projects that he has. I believe some of you have mistakenly referred to them as get-rich-quick internet schemes.
Harebrained
internet schemes.
His websites.
I think that the one about the Beltway, I'm not sure the name of it, but the
traffic.
That's delightful. I think he's got something going there, and I reviewed, he showed me very briefly his selection of T-shirts. On Joe's T-Shirt Shack, or whatever that one is called. And I asked that he send some to my campaign, and my assistant reached in and gave him a credit card to actually buy those right away.
I've been handed a note by someone on your staff.
Yes.
Do you need 15 seconds for a power nap?
I do. And, if you'd like to continue the interview, we could do that afterwards. But I would appreciate it if you would just honor my desire to slow the pace down. Slow the pace down just a little bit, and we can continue the interview after
nap?
The 15 seconds. Just 15 seconds.
Wow.
Do you need a clock for this? Or
you can wake me up in 15 seconds. If you do any more than less than 15 seconds, I'm not going to be – I will be cranky, and we don't want that to happen.
Well, if I were given 10 seconds, you'd be cranky?
That's not acceptable. If you give me a 15-second power nap, we can continue. I'm beat.
All right, go ahead. Take the nap. All go.
Right. Out like a light.
That was fast.
I'm going to wake him up at 10.
Oh, I don't think he should.
Fred!
Hey, whoa.
10 seconds. Fred!
What the hell is going on here? I'm not supposed to even be here. You sons of bitches.
Fred!
Who woke me up early?
You slept for 10 seconds.
God damn it. Don't you know I'm going to be a presidential candidate? Doesn't that make any sense to you? And you're sitting there not letting me hit my beauty sleep? I've made a fortune in cheese futures. God damn it, I'm angry.
Yeah. Why don't you take another 5 seconds?
That'll make me straighten out, I think. Here we go.
One, three, four, five.
Well,
Fred!
There we are. Now we're back to normal. That's good.
Have
I mentioned that I might be a candidate for President of the United States in the Republican ticket?
You did.
Excellent. Hope you all support me. I do think that I've got some innovative new ideas. If you'd like the details on those, I have several staff members that can send you along something in an envelope, or we've got some Fred Thompson for President bumper stickers and a key tag for you.
Would you like some? Are you sweating?
Just a little bit. It's a little warmer than I would like here. Would you mind if I take off my jacket?
Oh, no.
I'd like it if you'd give me the opportunity. What I like to do is, my theory is be comfortable.
You look like you have physically exerted yourself, and you've just been sitting here talking to
us. Well, down in Tennessee, we believe in taking afternoon breaks, and also, if you can, you get as comfortable as you can. This is radio. It is not TV, and if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to take off my suit coat.
loosen my tie and maybe undo several buttons on my on the bottom of my shirt and the top button on my trousers. Is that possible?
I don't know.
Could I do that for you?
Push it away from the table on Thanksgiving. Sure.
Well, I tell you, one of the problems that Fred had is last night, I believe, at dinner, I ate my weight in potatoes.
Oh, Fred.
Very, very frustrating. We had a delicious Mississippi mud pie that I enjoyed last evening, and unfortunately, I ate all the whipped cream.
Oh, have you been to livinxl.com?
I have indeed.
Do you know, about the Bottom Buddy?
The Bottom Buddy is one of the, I think, one of the nicer products. Of course, I'm not as large as some of the men on there, but the Bottom Buddy can be used for a variety of thinner, slender men that can sit on it and actually clean themselves. It's a wiping device is what it is.
What about that?
Saves time and effort.
A big, gigantic thing to clean between your toes for the fat guys.
Oh, that's the toe sponge. With a, I think, a 25-inch wand that you put a tiny sponge on the end of it, and
you
it
remember.
Cleans you in between your toes, and it eliminates the need for pesky bending, which I find is delightful. And I am I'm afraid we're almost out of time because I am exhausted. It's been a grueling schedule. This today was a little different than my normal schedule. I still got up at 11 o'clock, still enjoyed a hearty breakfast, a Tennessee breakfast. Sausages, four eggs over easy, some good Texas toast, even though that's not a Tennessee tradition in the Fred Thompson household. And then it was back about 2, right around the time you guys were getting rolling around here, I was probably enjoying a delicious lunch.
Oh, a lunch.
Yes, I had a hot pastrami sandwich, one of my favorites. In my time in New York when we'd done our outdoor shooting, I've enjoyed some of the deli sandwiches that they had.
Yeah.
I had a sponge back when I had my toast.
That you no longer have toast?
They unfortunately were removed.
That is
it's not diabetes or something like that, is
I
it?
I have the beaties.
You had the beaties.
I do. You know, one thing that people don't realize is not only have I beat cancer, but I've got several unknown maladies that I've not shared to the general public. I am hypertensive. That, of course, is high blood pressure. I have diabetes. I suffer from multiple sclerosis,
oh no,
rickets, and I'm battling a rather significant case of the shingles that I'm dealing with now, but I still think that I could make a very good president. Don't you?
I think you need a nap.
I am so tired. And unfortunately, my nipples are leaking as well. And that is unknown to any of my private physicians. Yeah. They have not been able to identify what this is. That seems to be
gravy
weeping out of my nipples.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
One of my toes fell off due to an accident. 6 were removed. 3 withered and fell off.
Oh, wow.
But you bring your liberal in. And just remember, I'll be napping a little bit later on this afternoon. And then, of course, we'll have a heavy dinner followed by some TV viewing to keep up on the latest activities. And then to bed. What an evening. About 9:30, 9:45.
Yeah.
And wake-up time tomorrow?
Fred Thompson for President, awakening time, 11:15.
Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to. I will be getting up a little earlier, probably 10:45 tomorrow, to undergo my dialysis.
You don't want to be late for that.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate that. I didn't know where we were going to go here, but unfortunately now you know my serious malady.
You're a sick man.
But I'm not sick enough that I can't be a good president for you.
Are you going to be on the telethon again this year?
I will be on the telethon, and hopefully about the time.
You suffer from
muscular dystrophy.
Yeah.
I do. And I have to roll out of here because that TiVo, I TiVo'd the dancing show
that I enjoy
viewing.
I love it.
That's that is truly, truly a wonderful thing. And it helps with my leprosy.
Oh, wow.
It does. Better than the soaking.
Sure.
Hot tubs. Epsom salts.
I'm soup.
But you bring your liberal in, and I know he'll poison your airwaves with all that foul poppycock that
Come back when you finally decide to really throw your sombrero in the ring.
I look forward to it maybe in the next month or so when I make the formal announcement, if I can squeeze that in between several scheduled amputations. I'll look forward to it.
Wow.
Y'all take care now.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks so much, Don.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
How are you, Fred?
I'm doing well. Good to see you, Mr. Thompson.
I'm a little feverish.
Senator.
I'll just sit over to the side. You do your news thing, and Don't mind me. I'll watch it here.
We're honored to have you here.
Currently, it's requiring a little more effort to raise myself out of the chair than I'm prepared to expend.
Say something you would say on Law and Order. Say something that's like judicial, like you know, you go swing for the fences, go for the felony, knock this guy, put him in the slammer.
I'm afraid that case is unacceptable, and I don't want to see that cross my desk again. Y'all get out of here and bring me back something when you've got hard evidence.
That's what he'd say.
Oh, Lord.
Are you tired?
I wish you could cut me a check for that. Man, oh, man.
Oh, your finger's bleeding.
Well, that's a side effect that I had. I slammed the finger in the car door when I was complaining to one of my aides about my chronic diarrhea.
Speaking of aides.
Yes. Oh, no. Not Fred Thompson.
Good for you.
No, I'll ball my fist up with my veiny fingers.
The line.
That's where I draw the line. Well, I haven't exactly been tested.
Oh,
so
I think we're okay.
We'll be right back.
So long.
This is the Don and Mike Show.